The first 3 days of early voting saw long lines of Texas State students waiting up to 3 hours to participate in the midterm elections. However, the voting machines are no longer on campus. Hayes County Election Administrator Jennifer Anderson tells TPR News 3 days is all that was scheduled for early voting there. But the students can take a free shuttle to off-campus voting. Congressman Lloyd Doggett, who represents the campus, says that's not good enough.
It will get a fraction of the students who are able to vote in early voting.
Doggett and other Democrats seeking office say more early voting days need to be scheduled for the campus, and that can be done under the law.
There's still time to make this difficult situation better by extending early voting and by taking additional steps to ensure that on Election Day, the preparation is made for what will be, I believe, an overwhelming turnout.
Doggett said after the midterms and if the Democrats win the majority in the House, he will make restoration of the Voting Rights Act a priority. David Smalling is the Republican in the race for the 35th Congressional District and is challenging Doggett. David Martin Davies reporting.